is Betty Clark for Carnation.
If you think candy's sweet, there's a girl you ought to meet. Sugar drips from her lips when she sighs. But the love lies that lies within my baby's eyes. How it lies, how it lies, how it lies. She has style, she has charm, and a pair of loving arms that I'm dying to try on for a size. But the love lies that lies within my baby's eyes. Oh, how it lies, how it lies, how it lies. Her name tops the list of every florist. Her bows are standing 10 deep in line. With all of the trees in the forest, why should I be the only lonesome pine? No, there's heartbreak in store when the one that you adore is a devil in angel disguise. For the love life that lies, there's the love life that dies when it lies, when it lies, when it lies.
Hi, everybody. The curtain's up on another Carnation Contented Hour, and before it goes down, we'll have the pleasure of hearing from a very special guest, Margaret Whiting.
Very special indeed. And not only Margaret Whiting, but also Maestro Ted Dale, the Carnation Orchestra, the girlfriends, and Carnation's own singing star, Buddy Clark. And a very special feature, too. The first broadcast of the music from Walt Disney's newest picture, Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Well, Ted, if we're to live up to what Jimmy Wallington says, we better cut loose. A new tune and a theme that's as old as Adam and Eve. You'll be hearing it a lot from now on, too. Warm and sentimental, it calls, and it still goes.
Once you heard me say, I love you forever, and it still goes. Darling, come with me, I will leave you never, and it still goes. That heaven brought in our love on its silvery beam. Who thought that I'd be caught in the middle of my dream? Like a weather vane, love is known to turn the way the wind blows. That's how my heart goes.
No,
you don't feel as I do. Someday you may, who knows? Then we'll pick up the thread for everything I said.
Weekend, if you were out driving in the country, you may have seen here and there herds of cows grazing peacefully in their green meadows. Quite possibly you were passing one of the dairy farms that supplies the milk for Carnation evaporated milk. You see, that's all Carnation is. Simply rich, wholesome cow's milk, concentrated to double richness by having water removed. Nothing but water is removed, so that actually Carnation milk has the consistency of cream. It's rich enough to whip. Yes, in many recipes that call for cream, Undiluted Carnation is simply wonderful. And if recipes are called for milk, why, just restore water. Because Carnation, diluted with an equal amount of water, is richer than your state standard for grade A milk. And of course, Carnation costs far less than any regular milk. Why not use Carnation from now on? It's the milk from contented cows.
A cowboy number with a distinct Latin American flavor. That's unusual. Even more unusual is Ted's whoop-it-up arrangement for the Carnation Orchestra of El Rancho Grande. Johnny Mercer, who was first attracted by the lovely golden voice of this evening's guest. Several years ago, Johnny recorded a duet with her that, well, was an instant hit. It was called Too Marvelous for Words. I think that title just about fits Margaret Whiting.
Roger.
I understand you have one of the biggest collections of records in Hollywood.
Well, I guess they have about 7,000 in my collection, buddy.
Any of Steve Clark?
Well, of course. You know I adore your singing.
I adore your singing, too, Maggie.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Say, you were just a kid when you first started your singing career.
Only 15 years old, buddy. In fact, I didn't know what time it was.
Well, there's no mistaking a song cue like that, Ted. Turn it on for Maggie Whiting.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chap. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two of my imaginary sleeve. And now I know I was naive.
Make you happy. And when your baby smiles most of the time, it's a pretty good sign of good health, a sign that baby's coming along just fine. Somehow, Carnation babies are smiling babies, which is not really surprising because Carnation evaporated milk gives your baby all the goodness of rich whole milk, plus many extra advantages. For instance, Carnation is easier to digest because it is heat refined. Carnation milk contains vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin essential to the development of sound bones and teeth. And Carnation is pasteurized, homogenized, and sterilized after the can is sealed. Carnation's guarantee of absolute safety. Yes, Carnation is different. Ask your doctor about it. It's the milk every doctor knows. For a smiling baby, make sure that your baby is a Carnation baby.
Speaking of Carnation babies, Jimmy, what's one of the first words a well-brought-up baby is taught to say?
Oh, you must be thinking of Please, Buddy.
Well, it is. It's also the title of a tune that was topped a few years back And we'll try and make it a pretty clean. Back again, and she's all set with the tune from Irving Berlin's Miss Liberty.
Now don't forget, Buddy, you said you'd come along with me on this one.
So I did, Maggie. You and I, let's take an old-fashioned walk.
Through the park,
down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled
may relax on an old-fashioned wall. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart,
there's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart.
I know a girl who'd be fine, couldn't make up her mind. He was wrapped up and so coming home from an old-fashioned wall.
From an old-fashioned wall.
From an old-fashioned wall.
Most people who drink coffee are usually pretty fussy about what constitutes a good cup. Coffee has to be just so, and it's amazing how many different opinions there are on the subject. But even more amazing is the fact that millions of coffee lovers do agree there's nothing that makes coffee look better or taste better than Carnation evaporated milk. Yes, millions of people actually like Carnation in coffee better than cream, even though it costs less than half as much. Carnation, you see, has the consistency of cream. It's rich enough to whip. So naturally, it gives coffee a wonderful creamy color and delicious creamy flavor. Try Carnation in your coffee. Experiment to find just the amount you like best. You'll see why even the fussiest coffee lovers do agree on Carnation and coffee.
For the first time on the air, we have the privilege of previewing the songs and music from Walt Disney's forthcoming picture, Ichabod and Mr. Toad. This picture is based on two famous stories, America's Legend of the Sleepy Hollow and England's Wind in the Willows. Bing Crosby and Basil Rathbone share the narration in the picture. But tonight I'll kind of take that over. And Ted, of course, has a special arrangement for which you also hear the Carnation Orchestra and the Girlfriend. Ichabod Crane was Washington Irving's most fabulous character. What manner of man was this itinerant school teacher? Walt Disney supplies this answer. Ichabod, our old boy. Ichabod, that hobbledy hoy, who's his own best pride and joy. Ichabod, Ichabod Crane, who's the town's ladies' man, gets around like nobody can. Has to be none other than Ichabod, Ichabod Crane. Dressed up with his finery pressed up, he goes strolling in his patched-up pants and his ragged tail. You'd think he was the Prince of Wales. Ichabod, that's his name. Ask him, then he'll tell you the same. Funny man and a funny name, Ichabod, Ichabod Crane. Yes, there must be a girl in every story. And with Ichabod, it's love at first sight when he meets Katrina Van Tassel, the blooming, melting, rosy-cheeked daughter of old Balthus Van Tassel, the richest farmer in Sleepy Hollow. Once you have met the little coquette Katrina, you won't forget Katrina. But nobody yet has ever upset Katrina. That cute coquette Katrina. You can do more with Margaret or Helena, or Angelina. But Katrina will kiss and run. To her a romance is fun, with always another one to die. yet when you've met that little coquette Katrina, why, you've lost your heart.
But the peaceful village of Sleepy Hollow, reassuring by daylight, is something else again when the shadows fall. For it abounds in haunted spots, ghost stories, and local superstitions. Such is the background for this musical ride with the Headless Horseman, as played by Ted and the Orchestra. Different from the Headless Horseman is Mr. Toad, the other fabulous character in Walt Disney's Ichabod and Mr. Toad. A wastrel, a ne'er-do-well, but nevertheless a lovable lad who never misses a chance to live life merrily.
Oh, we on the way to Nottingham, to Birmingham, to Buckingham, or any hammy ham by the sea. No, are we on the way to Devonshire, to Lancashire, or Worcestershire? I'm not so sure, we'll have to wait and see. No.
We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way to nowhere in particular. We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way, though the roads are perpendicular. We're always in a hurry. We haven't the time to stall. We've got to be there, but where, we can't recall. We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way to nowhere at all. We're always in a hurry. We haven't the time to stall. We've got to be there, but where, we can't recall. We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way to nowhere at
to Margaret Whiting.
Good night, Maggie. Good luck on your new Oxidol show next week.
Oh, thanks very much, buddy. Good night.
And Jimmy, how about a peek at next week's program?
Well, next week, listen for a special number by the Girlfriends, a sparkling piano performance by George Greeley, and of course, Ted Dale, the Carnation Orchestra, and Carnation's own singing star, Buddy Clark. Lunchtime is a time when children should get extra nourishment to carry them through the long afternoon. That's why, at lunch, it's a splendid idea to include a chocolate or natural-flavored Carnation malted milk. Carnation malteds not only taste delicious, but they give your child that extra nourishment, double the energy value of plain milk, besides extra minerals and the important vitamins B and D. Directions for making Carnation malted milks are on the Carnation label. So at lunchtime, give your child this tempting, nourishing treat. Get Carnation malted milk in the economical one-pound jar.
This is Buddy Clark saying goodnight for the Carnation Company and reminding you to join us again next Monday when Jimmy Wallington says...
Here's Buddy Clark for Carnation.
This program has come to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.